We have just discussed a single graph, the scatter plot, which allows us to inspect a single relationship. What if there was a need to look at all the pairwise or possible relationships at the same time? This can be done through the creation of a scatter plot matrix. The scatter plot matrix shows us all the relationships of the data in a single view. For example, the scatter plot between price and square footage is in the first row along with the scatter plot for price and number of bedrooms. The appearance of the scatter plot between price and number of bedrooms doesn't have much scatter, but looks more like sticks of the data. The number of bedrooms is a different type of variable compared to square footage. While square footage can assume any possible number, bedrooms is a discrete variable. For example, you can't have 3.5 bedrooms, but you can have 4. Also, the number of bedrooms of a typical house ranges between 2 and 5. This results in the scatter plot having much less scatter than the one for price and square footage. Because of the lack of scatter, it is much harder to identify a pattern between price and the number of bedrooms. If the variables are continuous, such as price and square footage, then a scatter plot is a tool that can be used to gain insight about the pattern. However, if the variables are discrete, such as the number of bathrooms or the number of offers, then it is often possible to establish a pattern. In these situations, tables should be used to gain more insight.